Friday, the bull ride, Saturday, the demo derby, and Sunday will be the livestock sale.
Thanks again to our KCSI KOAK Radio, Montgomery County Fair sponsors, Red Oak Roofing, Haas Construction, Precision Diesel, Ectronaut Construction, Raymond James Financial Services, Empire Construction, Farm Credit Services of America, Viking Lake Restaurant and Concessions, Stanton Care Center, Body by Fresh Hour, Oakview Construction, Parker Hannifin, Certified Fleet Services, Russell Electric, Randy's Body Shop, and Far Infrared Health Cabin Saunas.
KCSI 95.3. 24 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock and 59 degrees at our studios this morning. Again, 59 degrees, our reading here in Red Oak. Special guest has stopped in this morning. We wanted to spend a couple of minutes and visit with Mr. B.J. Hill about his cause and project. Mr. Hill, good morning to you.
Hi, thanks, Jerry.
Nice to see you. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
And first of all, give our listeners kind of the big picture of what you're doing.
Well, I'm a teacher from Massachusetts, and this year I'm walking across America. I started in San Francisco, and I'll be finishing in Boston. And the purpose of my walk is to collect messages for the next president of the United States. So I have a journal that I carry with me, and I ask folks who I meet to jot something down, a piece of advice, an idea, an issue that's important to them, to their families, or to their communities.
What do you teach in Massachusetts?
Normally, I teach English as a second language. So,
tell me about your interest in politics.
Just something I kind of grew up with. Actually, I'm an independent myself. I'm not registered with either party, and I was kind of came of age during the 1992 election with Clinton, George Bush Sr., and Ross Perot, who was running as an independent. So. I've always been kind of rooting for the underdog, I guess you could say. So, and you know, I did a similar project back in 2006. We had a pretty heated gubernatorial election back home in Massachusetts, and I was doing some camping and hiking anyway. I was trying to make my way across the state, and went to a small town meeting up near the border of Vermont, like population like 800 people, a lot like some of the communities here in Iowa. Very agrarian, very bucolic. And the folks out there, it was only 3 hours from Boston, but they were so, I guess you could say, they were so frustrated because they felt disconnected from what was going on in Beacon Hill and what was going on with their lawmakers and governor. Because, you know, people think of Boston, they think of the city and, you know, the subways and the crime, but they totally forget that out in the Berkshires, it's a whole different world. So...
So, who else is with you? Who else makes up your party?
It's just me, actually. Just me and my backpack, and that's it. So
how much of it do you walk, and how much do you ride?
I walk the entire way, actually, 100%. If I do take a ride, for example, I stayed with a family here in Red Oak last night. If I do take a ride, I make sure to get dropped off where I left off the night before, so I can continue walking from that point.
So you're going to walk all the way?
I'm going to walk all the way, yep, all 4,200 miles of it.
And expect to complete it when?
November 1st.
And what's your plans then to present this to the next president?
Well, I've contacted my U.S. senators and my governor, so they know what I'm about. And hopefully someone can, get me in 5 minutes, 10 minutes with the either John McCain or Barack Obama. Or whoever wins. And, it's not for me personally. I'm not, on a quest to meet the president, but I do want to know that this book, these messages, actually gets into his hands and not like an aide or an intern or mail it in or give it to someone who knows someone who knows someone kind of thing. So,
what's the best experience you've had on the walk so far?
Oh, man, every day is a great experience, actually. Yeah. Everything from, seeing the sunsets behind me to crossing into a new state from Nebraska into Iowa to just meeting, some great folks along the way. I mean, it's every day is something new can happen. It's a new adventure. I can turn the corner and, meet someone totally unexpected who changes my life. So it's great.
You mentioned that you stayed with a family in the Red Oak area last night. Do you often stay with people, or where do you spend your nights?
I do, actually. Well, I have a tent and a sleeping bag that I carry with me. And, you know, every once in a while, or actually most of the time, I do camp out. But every once in a while, I'll meet a family who, you know, offers to put me up. They have a spare bedroom or what have you. And sometimes, like this happened in Nebraska, actually, if I'm staying in one town, they'll know someone who lives down the road in the next town that I'm passing through. So, you know, they'll say, oh, my son-in-law's family is from, you know, is from Bassett, Nebraska. Let me give them a call, for example. So
how, on an average, how many miles a day do you travel?
I try to get between 15 and 25 miles a day.
Start out fairly early in the morning.
Yeah, fairly early for me, that is.
You're heading out from Red Oak going east.
Right, that's correct.
And we'll go along Highway 34 then?
Yeah, I'll be going along Highway 34. Today is Monday, so I'm going to try to make Corning for tonight. But, yeah, and, you know, I encourage people, you know, this really is a walk for the people. So I encourage if anyone sees me walking along, I have a big backpack, big sign on the bag, says walkamerica2008.com. If anyone sees me, please, you know, do stop by, you know, stop the chat, sign the book, give me a bottle of water, you know, just anything. So
you do have a website?
Yes, it's walkamerica2008.com.
Have you met any hostile, unfriendly people?
There was a deputy sheriff in the small, tiny town in Utah who kind of gave me a hard time. So it's a pretty funny. It actually turned out to be a pretty funny story, and actually you can see that on the website. It's really the whole story takes like 28 minutes to tell, but yeah, the story is on the website. But yeah, and you know that actually worked out pretty well, and you know sometimes the bad stories like that turn out to be the good stories to tell later. So.
What are your plans after you've completed your walk and hopefully made your presentation to the president?
If he doesn't offer me the job as vice president, for example. after the project's over, and I would like to see this book in published form. I would anonymize the names, of course. But I think it is important that, you know, not just the president, but other people get to see, you know, what people are talking about across the country. Someone in Florida, for example, can see what is important to, you know, a family in Nevada, or a family in Nevada can see, you know, what are people in Nebraska talking about. You know, and then when it comes time for re-election in 4 years, people can look at this book and say, you know, well, this is what people wanted. This is what people needed. This is what people asked for. Did the president, you know, stand up for what we said? So,
in general, how would you evaluate the mood of the American public at this point?
Optimistic. A lot of people are frustrated about the economy and especially gas prices. But, I mean, there are a lot of good messages in there. You know, red state, blue state, conservative, liberal. There are a lot of messages that say, you know, dear Mr. President, you know, we pray for you every day. Or, dear Mr. President, please do your best and help us out. So, I mean, it's America really is a country where we do, you know, we try to stand behind our commander-in-chief, even if he's not of our party. So,
what if we have, how much influence does the president really have?
That's a good question. It's debatable. I mean, if, for example, if Senator John McCain is elected, he's probably going to be a lot less because, you know, both houses are controlled by Democrats. If Barack Obama is elected in that case, then hopefully more. But like I said, I mean, you know, I'd like to give the original books to the president and, you know, hopefully, you know, get these copied. So, you know, this is something that should be on the desk of every lawmaker, not just the president. You know, every senator and representative should have one of these. So
what's the most important thing you'd like to say to the public?
Check out the website. You know, there's a lot of information, a lot of stories, a lot of videos and pictures on walkamerica2008.com. And like I said, you know, if you see me walking today, you know, please do stop. You know, sign the book. You're definitely not bothering me. I love when people stop by to chat. It definitely breaks up the day for me. So,
you're just independently wealthy and just kind of doing this for because of the commitment to it or what?
Yes, I'm a self-made trillionaire.
Teaching. One of those high-paid teachers.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, I had a little savings and, you know, people, you know, I get donations every once in a while. You know, and that's great when that happens. There's a little donation box on the website. So, but you can live surprisingly cheap on beef jerky and apples. So
I see. All right. And the website again is, what's the website?
It's walkamerica2008.com.
All right. Mr. BJ Hill dropped in on us this morning and a pleasure to visit with him. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners besides go to the website and watch for you, be careful for you when you're walking down Highway 34.
Right. I'd like to thank Jack, Mr. Jack and Jill McManus put me up last night graciously. And, yeah, I'm interested in checking out the rest of Red Oak today. So
very good. Thanks for taking time to stop by and talk with us, B.J. Hill. He'll be heading east from Red Oak toward Corning and hope to make it to Corning tonight.
Exactly. Thank
you. Do you have a time that you stop, or you just go until – will you go until you get to Corning? If you get tired, will you stop before that?
I'll probably go until I get to Corning, so it's early enough. So it's about 23, 24 miles. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I should be able to make it before it gets dark. So.
Stay in public parks for the most part when you camp? Or?
Yeah. You know, yeah. So public parks, just throw it on the tent. Like I said, I have a little one-man tent, so it works out pretty well.
Ever concerned about security?
Sometimes, yeah. Like if I have to stay, for example, not in a public park, just by the side of the road, like I make sure that I'm behind some trees or, you know, some shrubs. So, yeah, I mean, as I head east, I'm trading one set of dangers, which is like the wilderness of like Nevada and in the west, you know, for a new set of dangers, which is just more people now, you know. So, but, you know, I've done this before across my home state of Massachusetts, so mm-hmm. Kind of have a little experience. So,
what would you like to say to the next president?
Ooh, that's a good question. I probably won't write my own message until, like, the night before I'm supposed to meet with him, but probably something on, you know, on healthcare. I think that's probably one of my biggest issues right now. There's a lot of families that... that, you know, they think they have great health care, but, you know, then something happens. They have, you know, God forbid, a child with a birth defect or a genetic, you know, just one wrong gene, and suddenly they're from middle class to, you know, mom has to take out a second or even a third job to pay for medicine, for example. It's really sad that this happens in, you know, in the United States.
What would you like to say to the current president? Just in case he's listening this morning.
To the current president, in case he's listening, I'm not, you know, I'm not pro-Bush. I'm not anti-Bush. You know, he did what he could. So, but
what would you like to say to the Congress? Some of them are listening.
To the Congress, you know, listen to the people. I think a lot of their decisions are actually coming from the lobbyists and, you know, who's making the money, and who's giving them the money. But, you know, like I said, this book is from, you know, honest, hardworking American folk, you know, be they black, white, Indian. I did actually go up to Pine Ridge Reservation a few weeks ago. You know, and, you know, these are definitely, you know, people who don't, you know, who don't have direct lines to the government. So
I guess you pretty much take a straight east-west course. I mean, you don't wander off too far one way or the other.
Well, I do actually. That on the map on the business card is actually on my route, and I'm actually going from here all the way down to Atlanta and then all the way back up again, you know, because I couldn't just go straight across the Midwest and completely skip the South. Mm-hmm. Or skip New England. So I'm, you know, going down to Atlanta and then back up to Boston. And by that way, I try to get a pretty generous cross-section of the American public. So if I had 2 years to do this, yeah, I would try to hit all 50 states. But I'm doing what I can in 8 months. So,
B.J. Hill, Gare, our listeners, again, if you would, once, Mr. Hill, the big picture of who you are, what you're doing, and why.
You know, I'm just a concerned citizen. I'm a teacher from Massachusetts, and I am walking cross country trying to collect messages for the next president with the hopes of actually handing these messages directly to him after he's elected. you know, I'd like to think that this book is something he can keep in the Oval Office, or, you know, maybe by his nightstand, and, you know, at the end of the day, sit back, open up the book, and say, you know, how did I help this corn farmer in Emerson, Iowa, for example, or, you know, what have I done to, you know, to help this dairy farmer who's, you know, in Audubon, Iowa. So,
total miles you will have walked when you've completed,
4,200.
So far, you have done how many?
A little over 2,000 now.
Started where? When?
San Francisco on March 1st.
And plan to complete it when?
November 1st in Boston.
And would like for people to do what when they meet or see you walking down the road?
Please, you know, stop by, you know, sign the book, just even stop to chat. And, you know, like I said, definitely not bothering me. It breaks up the day. It's great when it happens. So the more messages I get, the better. So
it's all downhill from here, I guess, huh?
Yeah, until I hit those Appalachians. So.
B.J. Hill with us this morning. The website, again, if you'd like to learn more about his walk, is what?
It's walkamerica2008.com.
Your family know where you are?
I should have told them, huh? Yeah, I check in every day, every other day. So, yeah.
Very good. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for taking time to talk with us in Sunshine Country this morning, and best of luck to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Terry. Yep. Thanks.
God bless you. B.J. Hill, he'll be heading east from Red Oak on Highway 34, so be on the lookout for him. And if he is, as he said, if you'd like to sign his book, he would love for you to do that. Take a minute and do that. It's now 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, 59 degrees, under mostly clear skies at our studios. It's time now for an abbreviated update on area obituaries and schedule of funeral services, brought to you as an exclusive service of Nelson Boylan.